Hallelujah. The Western Sydney Wanderers, their third win of the year, their first win of the season. I bet you Tony Popovich was happy. 2-0 over the Newcastle Jets. Out there at Campbelltown, Andy Pascalides, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gents. My first home game of the season after a little bit of a venture overseas. And, you know, at the end of the day, when veteran Yankovic is not really tested in that Wanderers goal, it's a pretty good performance. And the market actually came in. Coming into the game, into $1.75 on that win. And Lachlan Scott got the first goal in the 43rd and Sotirio in the 68th. Fantastic for the Wanderers, but there's obviously so much work still to be done. They're outside the six on goal difference behind Wellington. And Wellington, well, they went down at home against Brisbane, as we saw on Saturday night. Jamie McLaren scored in the 89th, and I've got to say, Perth Glory doing a job of Melbourne victory has pleased Graham Arnold and his team, no doubt.
I think you tipped the draw, didn't you? But they got up for the victory, Perth Glory.
Yeah, they did. They scored with 6 minutes to go.
They've got a horrible record over there, Melbourne victory.
Yeah, it's incredible. Glory unbeaten now in the last eight against Melbourne victory. So it's been a wonderful run. And well done to Kenny Lowe's team. That cements their place in the top six as well. So at the moment, you've got Sydney on 40 points, a Melbourne victory on 32, and 6 points ahead of Melbourne City. And Brisbane Roar on 24, Glory 21, Wellington 18, Wanderers 18, and Jets 17, and Adelaide and the Mariners on 10 points.
Andy, what am I missing with Jamie McLaren? How come he's on the bench?
Just tactical. John Aloisi had him on the bench, not just for this game, the previous game as well.
Yeah, so that's it.
Okay. Yeah, it's just the way he feels the team's going. Barella's doing a great job at the point, and Barella actually was heavily involved in that goal.
Okay.
But it is strange, isn't it? Because it's come at a time when the transfer window opens and there's all that talk and speculation as to where he's heading.
Mm.
So I'm not
well, if
too
he
sure.
If but... keeps him on the bench, he'll be heading out of there, I can tell you.
yeah, definitely. But good for Brisbane too, because they'd lost three in a row coming into that game.
Now, EPL, we saw Arsenal, Southampton and Chelsea all win at home. But Arsenal's game, they scored in the 98th minute.
Yeah, stoppage time. Obviously, a lot of stoppage time. Alexis Sanchez penalty. When you thought that Burnley were going to get the draw, Burnley have got a horrible record away from home. I mean, it's very sad to see this side's only got 1 point in 10 away games and only scored four times. But I think Arsene Wenger will be relieved. He was actually sent to the stands. He wasn't too happy, very frustrated. His team were reduced to 10 men in 65th. Conversely, cross-town rivals Chelsea, Diego Costa was back in favour. He scores the first, Gary Cahill scores the second, and Southampton brushed away the champions Leicester City 3-0. And that leaves Leicester at the moment in 15th position. They're 5 points above the relegation zone. I'm not going to say at this stage that they're definite relegation candidates. What they have to do is win away from home. They haven't done that in 11 attempts this season. But in Europe, they've done extremely well, as we know, in the Champions League.
Yeah, but, mate, they're only one win. So Crystal Palace, Hull City, Sunderland are all on 4 wins for the year. Leicester City's only had 5.
Mm. Yeah, and all of them, of course, at home. Home form's not bad, but away record's horrible. 3 draws, 8 losses, and only scored 8 goals, and that's the area they've got to address. And, you know, you talk about home form, I'm still sort of shocked with Liverpool to crash at home to Swansea. I mean, here was a chance to really press their title credentials. A victory would have probably put them into second on goal difference ahead of Arsenal.
Mm.
They stay on 45 points, 1 adrift of Tottenham. Arsenal on 47, 5 points behind Chelsea. So Chelsea is the benchmark at the moment. Manchester United, commendation too for Wayne Rooney, breaking the record, his 250th goal for United, with a wonderful free kick in stoppage time to salvage the 1-1 draw at Stoke.
Now, there's also a talk with Wayne Rooney going to Chinese Super League club for $1.05 billion a month or a week or something like that.
You know, every top-end player is going to be linked with China now. It's all about which player wants the money the most.
Yeah. They all do.
I do.
Andy, we've got to fly. We've got
Nick
Quinn chasing us. Thank you. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Definitely, boys. Take care.